got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes, on 52232955. If you have a name, we want to spell it.
It is a tricky challenge that we like to give each other, and we go, all right, come on. People have beautiful names, unique names. Everyone's got one, so everyone can play this game.
It's the most inclusive game on radio, Tim. And more than that, we want to give you that thrill of hearing your name spelt correctly.
Yeah.
Maybe for the first time.
Because if you have a name that's more uncommonly spelt, hearing it spelt correct could be something that just never happens for you. So we're going to try and offer you that. Caitlin in Ocean Grove, you want us to spell your name?
Hey, yeah, good luck.
Okay, Caitlin.
Do you often get your name misspelt, Caitlin?
Well, there is something like 600 different ways that you can spell it.
No exaggeration, 600.
Are you vibing a C or a K from Caitlin?
Oh, well, see, the thing is, everyone always focuses on that, but does it end in an I-N, a Y-N? There's so many different...
That's a good point.
Yeah, turbo twister. I'm going to go C-A-I-T-L-I-N.
That's wrong in almost every sense.
Oh, that's a clue, Jess. Every sense. That's a clue. Okay.
Well, in that way, I'm going to go K-A-T-E-L-Y-N.
Yes.
We've done it.
Straight out of the gate, Caitlin.
How was that for a thrill, Caitlin?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, Caitlin, we appreciate that. We genuinely needed it because we haven't spelled a name in a very long time.
That felt nice.
Shannon in Armstrong Creek, you want us to spell your name as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Shannon, you think it will be pretty hard-pressed to spell your name correctly, right?
Well, I mean, no one's ever really spelt it right growing up. It's always been spelt incorrect.
Oh, so you would genuinely be thrilled if one of us got that.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to try and do this for you, Shannon. S-H-A-N-Y-N.
No.
Oh, that's what I
am. Oh, no, Tim.
S-H-A-N-I-N.
No, not even close.
Yeah, well, Jess threw me because we both were on the same page.
It's not a C H, is it, Shannon?
No.
Okay. All right.
How do we spell it?
It's S-H-A-N-N-E-N.
Shannon.
Oh.
Shannon, indeed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never seen it spelled that way, Shannon. Very unique.
Spelled with an O.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Shannon, sorry we couldn't offer you that thrill that we gave.
We will update
Caitlin.
Our system, Shannon.
Yep. Keep the calls coming. 52232955. Brett is in Bell Post Hill. Brett, you want us to spell your name? Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. This is one you got to think outside the square. I never forgive my parents for actually giving it to me with the spelling I've been given. But, it sounds simple, but have a go.
Okay. Brett. I don't know why I'm so confident. I've been thinking about this because Jess spoke to you during the songs. And I was like, how can we spell Brett interestingly? So I've gone B-R-E-C-H-T.
Oh, that's close, but it's... No cigar.
Ooh, close.
I love cigars.
Okay. If we're close with that, B-R-E-H-T.
That's a great guess, but guess what? It's plain and simple.
What is it?
It's actually B-R-E-T.
Just one single T.
We way overthought it, Brett.
Yeah, Brett, I really feel like you penetrated our minds there. Fair play, mate. Okay, wow.
Isn't that how Bret Hart spells his...
The wrestler from the 90s. Yes, Jess, that
See,
is our Brett.
It's cool, Brett. Don't worry about it.
Christina in Bell Park, you want us to spell your name. Is that correct? Christina.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Sorry, didn't mean to disturb you there.
Christina.
Now, Christina, you want to spell your first name?
Yes, please. Go for it.
Okay. See, again, C or K, Tim. I'm vibing a K. K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
Very close.
Ooh.
But not yet.
good feedback. Christina.
It's funny because, yeah, like no one ever thinks of this particular way unless you're from my background.
Okay.
Like,
oh, what's your background, Christina? That's a good clue.
Italian.
Italian. Okay. Does that help?
I'm so white. KRYSTINA spaghetti emoji.
Spaghetti? What's a spaghetti?
No.
I was trying to make it Italian.
Sure. Yeah.
Christina, how do we spell your name?
You're overthinking it. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
It's CRISTINA.
I was so close.
Christina.
You sounded like a Christina with a K. That's
a doozy.
Take that as a compliment.
I think you should seriously consider putting spaghetti emoji in your legal birth name.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to a point where emojis can be on a birth certificate, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Anna in Bell Post Hill has called through. Anna, do you want us to spell your younger sister's name?
Yes.
Okay, what's your sister's name?
My younger sister's name is Senya.
Senya.
S-E-N-Y-A?
No.
Senya. Can we have a clue, Anna?
There is a letter you cannot hear.
Ooh, good clue,
Anna.
What
a well-spoken child, by the way.
Senya. Okay. S-E-H-N-Y-A.
No.
How do we spell your sister's name, Anna?
You spell Senya. K-S-E-N-I-A.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I never would have got that, Anna.
That's really cool, Anna.
That's a good party trick.
Yeah. Fair play. Hats to you. Yeah. Anna, you and your sister are incredible. Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Thank you.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
People taking on new hobbies in life, wherever you live across Geelong and the Surf Coast, like finding something new to put your spare time into, maybe put some money into, you know. It's fun, right, exploring what you like and dislike.
Finding hobbies is my hobby. Like,
I would say.
I jump onto things and I'm like, this time last year, very into sewing.
What was before sewing? I was trying to...
Knitting...
But sewing and knitting, and I know the people in the sewing and knitting community are going to hate me for this. They're pretty much the same.
I play a lot of social sports.
Yeah.
Like I'm willing to I'm crap at everything, but I'm willing to give lots of things a go.
Down for a fight.
Yeah,
down for it all. We went out for a bit of a team lunch today.
This
Jess.
Was an off-air conversation.
We went off for a bit of a team lunch today with a few people that work here at K-Rock, and we went to the range at Kerr Lewis.
Yes.
Now, a beautiful restaurant, great range. There's the golf course, of course, behind.
They stuck a little golf ball in my burger.
Yeah.
It was super cute.
This is those touches that make you go, haha, how funny is that? But just as we got back here, you were saying something to myself and Tom from Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
Yeah.
And I'm already impressed and proud, and you haven't actually done anything besides have a thought.
Well, I went to the loo, and where all good ideas start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I saw on the wall they had like advertisements for female golfers. So they were like,
hey, golf lessons.
Yep, we know golf can be intimidating for women. Come on down, learn from our pros.
Yeah.
They offer a 3-week course.
All right, you're not getting a deal out of this, so calm down. You don't need to give it. Call Sarah Hansen. The range, you know?
I don't know anything more about it, but as we got back, I said to you guys, hey, I think I might give this a go. I might actually, because I've always, every
hit
time.
Hit the links, Jess.
Well, every time all the fellas talk around the office talk about going and playing golf, and none of yous are good at it.
No.
So I would love to like go out and actually learn so that I can partake, right?
Well, see, I think you've been, whenever we have played golf together, like no offense, you're garbage. But it's not about, you're a bit like, we just have fun.
Well, that's it. So if I go and do like 3 weeks of lessons. Like, at least I have a basic understanding.
3 weeks you're mastering golf. Hot dog.
I didn't say mastering.
I said
basic understanding. Mate, so that when I go out onto the, like, to do a hole, the 9 holes.
Jeez, so you're not even doing a full round, half a round. Great.
You know, I won't feel embarrassed. I won't feel like I'm holding people up.
You have no shame, though, especially when we've played golf. You'll hit the ball into the tree, into my shin, and go, all right, who's hitting next? You know? But I think it's fantastic. I just thought I'd give you, and if you're listening right now and you've ever considered getting into golf, these are natural things that I think you can just kind of just, I'll get them out of the way so you don't have to stumble upon them. Because I did golf lessons from when I was like a teenager, from like 12 to 18,
yeah,
like every single week. And still I can just get around, Jess. So you mastering in 3 weeks, I'm already impressed. Not a cheap hobby.
No.
At all, ever, under any circumstances.
Yeah. Look, I'd have to hire some clubs, yeah, I think.
It's definitely, and then once you're going to have to buy clubs if you really get into it. Not a short time
but imagine
hobby.
Imagine I learn how to play golf.
Yeah.
And then once a week you and I are just like, you
hit
know what?
The links.
Team meeting on the links. I mean,
it's benefiting everyone right now.
Right?
I'm all for this. I want to help. I want to call and organize you your first lesson so that you absolutely go. Because I think if people are listening right now, they might be inspired because literally you went to lunch and you've got a new hobby. I'm so impressed.
I told you, my hobby is acquiring hobbies. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
The name Katie Holmes, huge in the early 2000s, very popular on Dawson's Creek, the television show.
Yes, yes.
Jess, you were informing me before the show went to air about what exactly the show is. So Dawson didn't own the creek?
No, he just lived on it.
Right.
So Dawson was the name of the main character.
Was that Chad Katie... Michael?
No, you're thinking One Tree Hill. Easy mistake to make.
Who is Dawson?
Chad Michael Murray is what you're thinking, yeah, of as well.
Are you sure it's not Chad Michael?
No, Dawson's Creek, remember that meme of the...
Oh, here we go, describing memes. Oh, yeah,
I'm not
going to
describe a meme. There's a very popular meme that, sure, came from Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
And so Katie Holmes was one of the main characters from Dawson's Creek, yep, from season one.
And unfortunately, she also became very well known for being Tom Cruise's wife.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s when he was like big into Scientology.
But she was also a very big fashion icon.
Yeah. She's
still is.
At an awards ceremony, we were mentioning it with Ben earlier and have you been paying attention, but on the radio, if you were listening, she wore a skirt over jeans.
Yes.
Like 2001 all over again.
It was. A lot of people were saying, what year is it? Like, because the photo, it could have been taken.
Yeah.
She looks exactly the same. Has, yeah, not, yeah, aged a day in 20 years. So the photo looks like it could have been from the early 2000s.
Now, did that look weird when people would wear skirts or dresses over jeans? Did,
yes,
that have a name?
I
or
don't,
was that just,
no, I don't
it
think
was just
so,
a thing? Now,
I think it was just a thing.
Because...
And a lot of people would do it, like in the early 2000s.
Was this a staple in
this
your...
This like casual kind of wear on the red carpet was huge. And
right,
so for Katie Holmes to bring that back, everyone's like, whoa, is this...
You're saying Katie Holmes in a very funny way. You don't
Katie
have
Holmes.
To... Holmes. Like home, like you buy. Homes.
Homes.
Homes. Homes. Like, look at those, all those houses or those...
Katie Hummus.
Yep. Katie Hummus. Yep. So Katie Hummus, right, is wearing this skirt over her jeans again.
Yeah.
And the internet's losing its mind. And again, I've mentioned it before. I'm not big into fashion, but I'm fascinated by this because what it could actually mean for fashion. If we're already, like, now in 2022, just about to start 2023... Already hitting the early 2000s and re-wearing all those things.
Do you think...
Oh, man, this is getting close to fun.
Do you think we're going to see a resurgence of, like, Avril Lavigne-style,
yep,
girls wearing chunky,
like,
ties?
Just, yeah, just a pink tie over,
yep,
a black T-shirt.
Yeah, Von Dutch hats.
I used to wear pretty much the same Converse or Volcom T-shirts,
yes,
with, like, cargo shorts, probably like some Vans or some Cons.
Or Dunlop Volleys.
Dunlop Volleys. I really need this to be... Remember those guy shirts they had with the massive collars?
Yeah.
Bring them back.
I think I have an outfit that I distinctly remember from the early 2000s of like army pants, like army print cargo pants and a fluoro pink singlet. And I thought I was it and a bit when I wore it.
It and a bit.
It
not
a
just
bit.
It,
I was
but
like,
a little
oh
bit
my
more.
God, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to see me walking down the street one day and be like, that one, I want her. The one in the pink singlet.
Yeah, the one that's
with
confused if she
pants.
Wants to be hidden or very well seen. yeah.
It was a good contrast.
Yeah. So hopefully when we're walking down, you know, Moorabool Street or in the bus stop, you can see some people wearing their skirts over jeans with their fluoro tops and the cargo
You'd
pants.
You'd be like, wow, she's eating a bit.
Yeah, almost eight and a half at the moment.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I've got some bad news for December babies.
Right.
And I would hazard a guess that almost January babies kind of fall into this category as well.
Right. Now, I'm born January 5th. So before I say what I already think I know what you're going to talk about, I'll hold everything close to my chest because I feel like I'm going to agree with you here.
There is some new research that's been done that found people born in December received about 160 fewer gifts in their lifetime compared to other people.
Merry Christmas. I mean, now, personally,
do you feel as a January, because you were born January 5th, do you feel as a January baby, your birthday is what, a couple of weeks after Christmas?
It is 11 days after Christmas.
Do you feel like you receive fewer gifts because people just go, ah, this Christmas can be your birthday present too?
Now, you've known me long enough to, I feel like, where you could answer this question.
Yeah.
How do you think I feel about it?
You don't care.
Exactly.
You don't care about gifts. Maybe I've been asking you, you're turning 30 in a few weeks, and I've been asking what you want for your 30th, and you keep telling me, don't get me a present.
I'm so
knowing
serious.
Full well that I'm
so
buying
serious.
You a present.
If you get me a present, I'm going to be genuinely mad at you.
Good. Be mad at me. It's coming.
But the joke with a lot of my like best mates growing up was that I never had a birthday because it was always in school holidays in that time. My family and I would always be camping elsewhere. So they would never, ever see me have a birthday.
Right.
And like my parents were always very, very generous and my sister and my mates and whatever. But it does fall in that window where who knows what the heck you're going to be doing between December 25th and January 10th.
Whereas I think I got dealt a great hand as a June 6th baby. I get presents 6 months, every 6 months.
Great for your personality.
Yeah. Right?
Imagine if you were born in December or January. Could you hack it? Because I was a kid, I got a lot of combo gifts. But then also you could say for people like that, and I've got a few cousins that are born on the 26th of December, you could be lucked into a super gift where people go, oh, it's combined, so we'll put a bit of extra value. Whereas if you've got like a June.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I went to school with a girl whose birthday was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And
there's always one.
She hated it. She hated it so much. There were years where her family forgot it was her birthday, genuinely.
I disagree that that was a reality. You don't forget. No.
That's what she
said.
That
is some bullshit.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and then
are you
they forgot.
Steph
and her birthday? And her birthday was on Christmas. And then sometimes, because Christmas is so big, everyone will forget her birthday. And then no one will talk to her.
Stephanie a liar?
I'm calling you a liar because that story isn't real.
That's what she told me. I'm only going off of what I know, okay? So people who are born in December.
Some garbage parents forgetting their kid's birthday on Christmas. Oh, sorry, Steph.
Okay.
Again? Oh, Santa must have got confused.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, ever since Taylor Swift's new album, Midnights, came on the scene, she has just been smashing record after record.
We play a lot of Antihero
here
at K-Rock. We just started playing Purple Haze, a new hot hit at K-Rock as well from her album.
All of her songs have been pretty much in the top 10 since their release.
Mm.
But there is one song that is coming for the number one spot, currently at number 3 on the ARIA album charts.
Now, the ARIA charts, we feel it doesn't get enough respect in Australia. I think we need to put more respect on the ARIA. Because remember when you could only find that out when it was in the newspaper?
Yeah.
So at the bottom of the newspaper, you're like, I wonder what the number one song of the week is. And that's how you would find out. And now the internet exists and everything changes all at once.
Sure. Okay, Grandpa.
Back in my day, we had print medicine.
You're going to be very surprised at who is in that number 3 spot, Tim, because it's not an artist that you'd usually hear from.
I haven't been listening to Drake's new stuff. Is it Drake?
It is not Drake.
Now, Mariah Carey comes out of the woods this time of year. Is it Mariah Carey?
No, it is beaten out Mariah Carey currently.
Oh, wow.
The album is The Songs of Disappearance. And essentially, this is one of the songs that's from it.
All right, so I've got it. Just says mystery song. You want me to press the button?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. It's frogs.
Yeah. A diverse soundscape of more than 60 species of Australian frogs.
Yeah.
Has reached number 3 on the ARIA album charts.
Honestly, that's so great.
And you're probably thinking, why, right? So the frogs, basically the album is for profit. So the more you play this album, or the more you purchase this album, all the profits go to the Australian Museum's Frog ID Project, which is helping to shine a light on the disappearance of our beautiful Aussie tree frogs.
Yep, so I've got the album up here on Spotify. 64 songs. It's about 40 minutes long. Australian frog calls.
Yep.
So I believe this is the common eastern froglet we're hearing.
I believe there's
the eastern banjo frog, Little John's toadlet, the desert spadefoot, the Tasmanian tree frog's on there as well.
So last year they did a very similar thing where they featured bird calls. It was the songs of disappearance, but it was all bird calls. And they broke into the top five of the ARIA charts, but they didn't quite crack that number one spot. They believe that this frog album will hopefully hit number one before the end of the year.
Watch out, Wiggles. Watch out, Swifty. The frogs are coming. I mean, I personally, I don't need white noise or this kind of background noise to go to sleep. But
this is so relaxing. Let's just have a listen. Like,
sounds like your stomach after you've had lunch. Oh, Timmy, I don't feel so good. Oh, yep, there it is.
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly.
So I implore you to go and stream it as much as you possibly can, and let's try and get them as many profits as we can.
Now, just a quick thought. Now, you and I are known for not being good at doing pranks on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Tom, on the other hand, loves pranking.
He loves a prank. I'm scared for the day that he finally comes around and pranks us.
I honestly think he picks a month and goes, that's where I'll get you.
At the moment, it's Lingy's turn.
What if we put a frog track on, like, in the music system?
Right.
Under just, like,
and call
Usher's
it Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And then, but it's just the
frogs.
The magnificent tree frog or the green tree frog. And just see how long it lasts before he bails out. Because technically, we should respect, if it's in the charts, it's worthy of being on K-Rock.
It's so true.
And is he disrespecting the ARIAs if that's the case? Does Tom hate Australian artists?
I think we've heard it here first.
Yeah. And you probably won't hear it anywhere else.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.